Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Here we go.
Are you ready to begin?
You're on the air.
And now, Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena. 92 City FM. World class rock.
Good morning, good morning. It's Friday. Hello. Friday is upon us. Fridays are better than Mondays. That's my motto.
True.
No Wheeler today.
No.
So it's just Philly and the Rena portion of the program.
And a special guest.
And Low Iron Man.
Who you can't miss.
For our TV audience, Low Iron Man is producing the show this morning. He's going to do his best to keep us on the air because I don't feel like dealing with that spaceship over there. There would be a complete train wreck if I was in front of that monstrosity. But to all your usual suspects this morning, Kelly Butler in. We're going to try to get Kelly in a little early today with No Wheeler. Mm-hmm. How's that sound?
Sure. Good.
Okay, the bone phone, the scoop, more Marilyn Manson tickets. But let's get it going right now with Rena and news. Night. 92 City FM, world class rock. That is AC/DC, Back in Black, trying to bring them to town. We're not happy that they left Winnipeg off their...
Skipping us.
Oh, like, what gives AC/DC? You didn't like Can-Edin Stadium?
What did you guys do last time they were here to piss them off so bad?
What's not to like about Can-Edin Stadium? I know that was their last experience. It was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
What a gorgeous stadium that was. It smelled like pee, beer, and, you know, on the wrong hot day, it would smell a bit like vomit. But other than that...
I'm sure they actually probably wouldn't really mind that. It's a little more rock and roll,
some of the places
right?
they've been. Yeah. And we have IG Field now. So anyway, go to 92cityfm.ca.
Maybe they don't know that we have IG Field now.
Someone should tell them.
Let them know.
That's what we're doing.
They come.
With the, there's a petition. There's a, yeah. a hashtag AC/DC to Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
All the information, 92cityfm.ca. It's Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena, minus the Wheeler portion. He's away today, so Philly and Rena and Low Iron Man running the controls today. Thank you very much to him. Don't be distracted by him. it's hard not to be for the TV audience, but, you know, as you were.
Yeah. Weather for the weekend is actually going to be pretty nice, minus 11 is the high for today, same for tomorrow, and then Sunday a high of minus 8, sunny throughout the weekend. It'll be nice, just this morning a little cold, minus 24 with the wind chill right now.
And you say it's getting a little nicer for the weekend, sorry.
Minus 11.
I was out late last night, Jets game, and we'll talk about the Jets game clearly
Did
this
you
morning.
Drunk?
No, because with Wheeler away, I knew I'd have to be in a little earlier today, so I would, damn you, Wheeler. I had big plans to get drunk last night.
Yeah,
I couldn't
right.
do it. So yes, we'll talk Jets. We got Manson tickets coming up. Just after 7 o'clock, between 7 and 7:30, we'll give away Manson tickets. Kelly Butler here after 8 o'clock this morning. And what's trending coming up in 10?
And now,
what's trending?
Rena, what's happening in your world?
Okay, you know those 5-hour energy things?
Yes.
You get them at gas stations.
They're always
those
at
small
the
small little containers.
Right, the front counter right beside.
Yeah. You're supposed to do them like a little shot and it's supposed to give you 5 hours of energy.
Right beside the salty meat products.
Yeah,
which I can't say no to, by the way. It's beautiful product placement. $40 gas and four of these.
I feel like it's a rule if you're a man when you're at the till at the gas station, you have to get beef jerky or pepperoni stick.
If you operate a gas station, and you don't have salty meat at the front counter, you're doing it wrong.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Some of them do it. I'm disappointed. I'm sitting there waiting to pay for my gas.
Where's your salty meat?
What the hell?
Anyways, back on track. 5-hour energy drink does not give you power to capture the hacky sack world record, according to the current title holder, who is now suing the company for making it look like someone stole his belt. Ted Martin, he's the World Hacky Sack Guinness Book of World Records holder since 1997. I know, Hacky Sack. He filed a lawsuit over a 2013 commercial. I don't know if you remember it, but basically it was like a pitch man wearing a suit, like accomplishing a bunch of outlandish things, like after shooting a 5-hour energy bottle. So he's doing origami while beating the world record in Hacky Sack is the punchline of the commercial. And this guy's saying, no, I'm the world record holder. This is a lie. So he's mad and he is suing them and he wants the commercial to never get played again. And the record that he holds, he hacky sacked, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
For 8 hours straight, which is about 63,000 kicks. That's his record.
Wow. Is hacky sack still cool? I remember guys used to go to the park and do hacky sack with their shirts off.
With their shirts off?
I know, it just feels like something I used to see at the beach.
In junior high, I remember everyone doing that, like standing in all the guys and standing in the hallway and kick hacky sacks and then,
all right.
I don't know.
You do something else with your sack in the beer league dressing room. Makes all the boys laugh. Ronda Rousey and Rousey Sagano this weekend, UFC 184. I like watching Ronda Rousey fight. I'm looking forward to that. Something I'm not looking forward to, Ken Shamrock versus Kimbo Slice.
Is that, okay, which is the, what's the title fight?
Is no, the big fight is Rousey Sagano.
Oh, she is the title. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But there's another fight that was announced yesterday, not
Kimbo
UFC.
Kimbo Slice, isn't that reality star?
Yeah, yeah. Then he tried
beating up people in the street.
And he tried MMA and it didn't work. He had his ass kicked. Well, and then he left for a while. He's been doing some boxing. Ken Shamrock's been retired. Well, Bellator, which is kind of like, it's a smaller MMA organization, and they need to make headlines. So they've signed this fight, Shamrock versus Kimbo.
Oh.
Shamrock's 51. Kimbo Slice is 41. You'll see better fights outside the Spike this weekend. I don't need to see this. And when old guys keep fighting, I just go, really? Do you guys need the money still? Like, it's just stop it. Retire.
I love those fights outside the Spike.
Don't we all?
So good. It's always a drink in someone's face.
That would be a great... Now, I would watch that. Put Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock. Ken Shamrock.
Bar setting.
Put them outside
them
the bar.
Give a few bottles.
Right.
Couple chairs.
Big
see what
crowd
happens.
Around. Yeah. All right. That's what's trending. We've got news, weather, and sports on the way. It is 6:20 with Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reed. All we are. 92 City FM, world-class rock. All apologies come from men. That's Nirvana. Right, Rena? No matter what happens in a fight, all apologies come from men.
So it should be.
9 times out of 10. Doesn't matter whose fault it was, you're apologizing. Sorry. Sorry. You don't apologize, right? I know you.
See, I think you need to teach my boyfriend these rules.
Oh, really?
I don't think he knows these.
So you're the apologizer.
Always.
Oh, wow. He's a lucky man. Yeah.
It's just easier that way.
Next time I see him, I'm going to have a talk. I'm going to say to him, what's it like to get an apology from a woman after a fight? Because I do.
If I get mad at him for something, he just twists it so that he's mad at me. And then I go, I'm so sorry. Please talk to me. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
I was mad first.
Damn it.
Your man's
stole
Jedi.
My mad.
Yeah. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena on a Friday. Yes. Wheeler is away. He'll be back on Monday. So we have, thank you very much to Low Iron Man, who's our producer. Rena, I don't know if you noticed him this morning. He's our producer.
I did see him.
He's running things technically for us this morning.
He doesn't say a lot.
No, we've told him. Don't say a word.
Keep your mouth shut.
You're a bloody superhero. Keep your mouth shut.
Just kidding. minus 11 is the high for today with some sunshine. Minus 11 tomorrow and then minus 8 for Sunday. It's going to be a nice, sunny, pretty warm weekend.
Right on. Coming up after 7 o'clock, right before 7:30, Marilyn Manson tickets. And we're going to play Manson Okie. Not to be confused with like Big Sugar Okie or other Okies that we've played. Basically, we play a bit of a Manson song and then you finish it off.
Yep.
Okay. Rena, you don't have kids, clearly.
No.
But I have a question for you, and maybe you can relate it to your dog. I'm not sure if dogs. if dogs do
dogs
this.
Dogs are
too.
Just like children, so I can relate.
In a lot of ways, they seek attention all the time.
People
they want,
kids hate when people with dogs say that.
Our comparison. Well,
you don't know. You don't get it.
Don't talk
so
about
mad.
Dogs and kids in the same breath. Pets in general. But my question for you is, I find whenever, and if you have kids and you've experienced this, maybe let me know if you want to give us a call, 780 City, or send me an email, Philly at 92cityfm.ca. But my kids, whenever I have to take a phone call, like if it's just me and my boys, and they're both under 4, so 4 years old and 1.5, they'll be not bothering me. They'll be playing, doing whatever they do, and I can barely notice them sometimes, making dinner, and then the phone rings, and it's a call that I have to take. So I start talking on my phone, and even if they're in the other room, I would say this is almost 100% of the time they start bothering me the second dad has to take a phone call. And the more important it is, the more they bother me. So yesterday I'm yapping with the boss, Craig, and I'm talking, because Wheeler isn't in today, so we were talking about that. And of course, they're both at my ankles. One of them needs chocolate milk. One of them's crying about something the other one did. And it's like, what is it with you two? I'm on the phone. Give me 10 minutes.
And maybe it's because they know they can get away with a lot more because you're on the phone and you're not going to do the, you know, Phil Angry Hulk scream at them. You're going to be like, just shoo them. And,
oh, no. I'm still yelling at them, but now I'm yelling into the phone.
Yeah,
you guys, leave your brother alone. And so I feel embarrassed, but maybe other parents, like, does your dog need the attention? Does he feel like he needs to bother you when you're on the phone?
Sometimes I'm on the phone, he'll bark if he sees someone walk by. That's about it. But my mom actually runs a day home.
Yeah.
And so she's got at least, 6 or 7 kids there at a time. And I notice that they get so loud when I'm on the phone, and I'll be in the middle of a big story, and I'll be like, can you keep those kids quiet? She's like, Rena, I'm like, I'm trying to tell you a story, and it's ruining it.
See, don't do that because the person on the other end's already embarrassed that their kids are going crazy. Let's take a phone call. Hey, City, do you find this with your kids? Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do that?
Yeah. And, you know, like, they're looking for attention, so just club them with the phone.
So we do not encourage.
Nice.
Usually I throw them a cookie or something.
And then, you know, then you got to, you know, wake them up and, you know, it's all good.
I bribe them. Leave Daddy alone. I'll get you a cookie. I'm trying to talk on the phone. Hi, City.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Rena, I think it's really brave of her to come out on the radio just now.
Oh, yeah? What did she say? Did we miss something?
There is no man on this earth that possesses the power of which she has described in her relationship.
Oh, the apologies thing.
Oh.
He's giving you kudos. Oh. Hi, City. Oh,
I'd like to say that, yes, my daughter does the exact same thing when I'm on the phone. And whether it's good attention or bad attention, they want it.
Do you have a mom voice? Maybe they, you know, the mom phone voice. You know how moms always pick up and they're like, "Big Y, hello, how are you?"
So you find they come and bother you, and it's an attention thing because you're not paying attention to them, and they want whoever's on the other end of the phone. I think they think it's grandpa sometimes or whatever, and they come and they want to gather around the phone. Yeah, yeah. So what do you do? Do you do what I do and throw them a cookie like they're a pet?
Oh yeah, pretty much. It's like, okay, here's a cookie. Go sit down for a few minutes and let me finish this call.
Right. Yeah. It's frustrating. Well. Thank you for the call. Rena,
you must go through a lot of cookies.
I do. Okay? Yes, the cookie is the ultimate bribe. Yeah, yeah. So if you call me, Rena, you know that I'm yelling at the kids and it's awkward for me and I'm sorry.
At least you're not yelling at me. So. Yeah,
that's true. All right, 6:37. We learn in the morning, Philly and Rena. Oh, how creative. Iron Man. On the morning that we have low Iron Man producing the show, filling in. Not really filling in for Dave Wheeler. Wheeler's away. It's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Just Philly and Rena with you this morning. Wheeler's taking the day off. He's back on Monday.
Why did Low get into the title of low Iron Man?
Because he's clearly not Iron Man. He's not big or strong enough. So we needed something to identify that he's not actually Iron Man. He's far from it. He's not half the man Iron Man is.
Just insult him because he can't talk back. minus 11 right now, or is the high for today. We're at minus 21 right now. It'll be sunny.
And I think when he has the mask off, he looked, not to get too inside here, but he looks a bit like he might be, you know, suffer from low iron. Like, you know, he might be taking iron supplements. Just his skin texture and stuff.
Right, sure.
Rena, I have some news that's going to, it's going to rock your very core.
Okay.
I'm glad you're sitting down because this is...
Is it sports news?
It's not sports news. It's earth-shattering. It's one that our audience, I think, looks forward to every Friday. It might ruin your day. Freedom Friday. Every Friday at 9 o'clock, we played 4 requests out of the 75 we get. We had that block between 9:01 and 9:13.
We complained and complained that we wanted some more freedom with the music to the boss. And he's like, fine, have this Freedom Friday. You'll get 20 minutes of songs.
So we did it.
It was like 4 songs.
It was it became a legacy at 92 City FM for the 6 months we did it. And
now it's just more of a pain in the ass. Than anything.
Well, we got this big studio, some new equipment. There were some hiccups with it. And then our boss, Craig Pfeiffer, who's just a total pain in the ass, breathing down our throats about what you can't play Tool at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can't play Rage Against the Machine. Rules, right? So eventually, with all the meetings we were having, and we just finally said, okay, that's enough.
Scrap it.
It's not like we don't take requests anyway. We have music surveys up at 92cityfm.ca all the time. I think we're still going to do like Freedom Weekends once in a while where we take your requests.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as the every Friday for 15 and a half minutes or 14, we're not doing Freedom Fridays anymore.
So everybody who emailed me and tweeted at me already, I'm sorry.
I know.
People, they always start on the Wednesday is when I first start to get requests. It's just, I'm sorry.
Because we trained everybody to get those requests.
You get them in early, then they're more likely to get played.
And then once the requests start pouring in on like Wednesday, we're sitting there, and maybe we should tell our audience that we're not going to be doing that, you know, 15 minutes of requests anymore.
Yeah.
So, I know it's...
Send your complaints to Craig Pfeiffer.
Craig
at
Pfeiffer.
92 City.
You know, we would still be doing it if we played more Steppenwolf, because I know he's a huge Steppenwolf fan.
He loves Steppenwolf.
Aren't playing enough Steppenwolf with Freedom Friday. It was always his big thing. So it wound up, I think we should have like a plaque to commemorate Freedom Fridays on the wall here.
Memorial or something.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea when Wheeler gets back next week. Yeah. We should plan a memorial for Freedom Friday.
Yeah, okay. I suggest it.
Okay, but hey, the good news is it's Friday. We still got lots of stuff on the go this morning. Marilyn Manson tickets after 7 o'clock. Kelly Butler, well, the scoop and the bone phone, as always. And then Kelly Butler, I'm going to text him. We're going to try to get him in. Oh, you did? Is he coming in early?
Let me check.
He's not getting back to you. Kelly's not up
yet. I was like,
yet.
He's probably still sleeping right now, so I texted him just so I wouldn't forget. I said, hey, you can come in early if you want today. And so we'll see.
I love Kelly.
I'm sure he will.
He's one of those guys. It's a coin toss if he gets back to you or not. Anyway, right?
Yeah, so he's probably still sleeping.
Before 7 o'clock, I'm thinking no. But we are trying to get him in a little early today because we have some room. We have an empty chair.
Yep.
Why not? It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, 6:50. Motley Crue, 92 City FM, world-class rock. Good morning on a Friday. It's, normally Wheeler would be sitting over here. I'm obviously where I normally am. Rena's where she normally is. Hello. But Wheeler is away today, back on Monday. So in his place, we have Low Iron Man, who's, joined us on the show before. He's producing the show for us this morning.
Right.
And he won't say anything, we promise. He'll just stand there and sit there and look like Iron Man.
Yes. Yeah. Minus 23 right now with the wind chill, minus 25. But getting up to minus 11 today, it'll be sunny. So things should warm up pretty quick here.
So I wish I could get out to more Jets games. I really do.
How was the game?
But with the two little guys, I just it's at an all-time low how many Jets games I get out to. As they get older, I intend to get out to a lot more. But I was at the game last night. Wheeler is in on a group with season tickets, and he couldn't go last night, so I bought his tickets off him. He's got great seats, by the way. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, I love being there. Nothing beats going to a live sporting event, especially a Jets game, MTS Center, the St. Louis Blues, the Jets. It had a real playoff feel to it. The Jets are playing well this year. And, they didn't win. Jets didn't win. They get a single point. But losing it to the Blues in a shootout is tough to be disappointed with that. But what I find with myself at Jets games is, and I think this would change if you were going to a lot of them, like if you're a season ticket holder, just because it would get expensive, but I just wind up eating and eating and eating all night, because
you're not drinking, right?
I was gonna have a few more drinks, but then I found out that I might have to be in a little.
I find if you're one of those people who's driving and you're not drinking,
right,
those are the people who are like eating, because there's so many good munchies around. But if you're drinking, you're already spending how much, $7-$8 a beer. So you're not buying snacks. You're just buying booze.
So I was driving, but I had one beer before the game, because you go out before the game normally.
Right, I am.
And so you have something to eat there. I have a beer. Then you go to the game, and the first hot dog I see, I'm buying it. I go to your seats, and then I go down for a pee about halfway through the first period, and I got to get some popcorn. And I mean, great on True North, because everything's placed properly where you can't walk by. You can't go to the washroom without deciding you want some food, and it all looks and smells great. So I just, I wind up filling my face all night. Do you do that when you go to a game?
No, I always drink beer.
Oh. So you're...
do they have those... wasn't there some kind of weird famous hot dog or something with pierogies on it?
Yes. The, I guess they call it... Is that the Jets dog? The Jets dog. And they'll put pretty much anything on that bad boy for you. They do put pierogies on it. I did not have one of those last night, but I did eat the biggest thing of popcorn.
I had a hot dog.
Yeah, and some fries.
Before.
And food and supper before, yeah.
And fries too.
Yeah,
okay.
I had high blood pressure by the end of the night, and I had to get my cholesterol checked on the way out of the game. But a lot of fun at the Jets game. Too bad the Jets couldn't get the full 2 points, but they do get a point out of it. Things really tight in the Western Conference, Rena.
When's the next game?
And we're already talking playoffs. Everybody around me last night was the conversation was, oh man, do I want to be here for that? If the Jets make the playoffs, knock on wood.
What's the date that playoffs start? Like, how long?
Well, we're getting into the final 20 games this year. So it'd be early April-ish would be when the playoffs get rolling. So I look at Low Iron Man for the nod, because he happens to be a sports fan.
He's a big sports guy.
Up next for the Jets now, Rena, is a Sunday afternoon against the LA Kings. Another big game. As Wheeler mentioned to you yesterday, you're going to hear that a lot this time of year. Mm-hmm. We're getting to that point in the season where a lot of big games, especially when you're playing Western Conference opponents. So, yes, another big one on Sunday afternoon. Coming up in, let's go with seven minutes, we've got Marilyn Manson tickets with Manson Oki, Rena.
Warm up your voice.
Right, we want some singing. Yeah. You got to sing it kind of evil, like Manson.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Warm up your voice.
It's 7:09. Stick around. 92 City FM, world-class rock, Alice in Chains and Wood. Good morning, Friday. Gotta get up on Friday? No.
Get down.
Get down. Why would you get up? It's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena Wheeler off today. He's back on Monday.
Minus 11 is the high for today with some sunshine. We're at minus 23 this morning.
Still to come this morning, we've got the Scoop Entertainment News with Rena the Bone Phone and Kelly Butler. Hoping to have him in a little early, but for sure he'll be in at 8:30. Right now it is time to give away Marilyn Manson tickets. He'll be at MTS Center in April. 780 City, 780, 2484.
Before April
you go,
9th.
You should be phony, but like, pay attention here, because what we're doing is Manson Oki. We've done this lots before with other bands.
That's right.
We're going to play a clip of a Manson song. You got to finish it off, and you got to sing it nice and evil for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no exceptions. If you just call
you
them,
speak you, it,
yeah,
you're done.
It's not going to happen.
Philly's going to hang up on you.
Right. I love hanging up on people.
It's Philly's favorite.
Okay, here we go. Finish this. Finish this part of the song off, okay?
And I don't want you.
Mm-hmm. Can I play one more time?
Yeah, yeah.
One more time.
And I don't want you, and I don't need you. To know that you resist your own picture.
780 City, 780 2484. Finish that off.
Yeah, let's see this. It's not your fault that you're always wrong. The weak ones are there to justify the strong.
Boom.
He
got
it.
Well done.
That you're always wrong. The weak ones are there to justify the strong.
I like the inflection you gave on the word wrong. You know, you really sang it. You stayed true to the song.
That was excellent, actually. And first caller, I thought we might go through a few callers. Who's this?
Andrew.
Andrew, big Manson fan, are you?
I guess I am. I didn't realize it until just now.
Well, it's not like you don't hear that song a lot, because we have a huge Marilyn Manson catalog here at 92 City FM.
I love all those B-sides you play.
Those Manson B-sides. Yeah. Well, good news is, Andrew, you're going to the show, man. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thanks.
Okay, hang tight. We got to get some information from you. So stick around. Lots of show left after 7:30. As I mentioned, we're going to do the Scoop. Still got the bone phone.
KB.
Right now, KB this morning.
Yep.
Right now, it is 7:20. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena. Yeah, 92 City FM. We are world class rock on a Friday morning. Some Van Halen for you. It's Wheeler in the morning with Philly and Rena. The Wheeler portion of the show not here today. He's back on Monday. So you have Philly and Rena with you, and then Low Iron Man. Thank you very much. He's running the production end of things. Just in case you're tuning into to City TV to watch the show, and you see a guy in an Iron Man suit sitting between Rena and I, just to so you know why I'm not touching that spaceship. There's just too many lights and controls. More than ever now that we do this, this
thing. It's difficult for you to run back and forth and back and forth.
A lot
need
to
stuff
do
over there.
So we have a producer, Low Iron Man. Thank you very much. Yep.
Minus 11 is a high for today with sunshine. We're at minus 23.
Okay, we're going to get into a topic in a second here. But before we do that, it's not very often Rena and I get fooled by text message jokes all the time. But Rena usually is more on the ball than I am. We have both been fooled by this, apparently. And I want to warn you out there not to get fooled by this prank. I just got tricked. A text message comes in from a buddy of mine who shall remain nameless because he claims to be a reputable member of the community and he's got kids, and I don't think he wants everybody to know that he sends text messages like this. But he's like, hey Philly, did you hear about this? CNN says Canadian streets in Winnipeg will be closed on Friday due to a bomb threat. There's no actual bomb threat.
Yeah, my roommate came home yesterday. She was like, I heard there's an ISIS bomb threat. She's like,
right.
My friend sent me this text.
And then within the text message, there's a link. Do not click on this link. I clicked on the link, and it's a large human being naked. A large man naked. This
it's
is
terrifying.
The kind
of, it's honestly the most terrifying picture.
I laugh my ass off. This is the kind of thing guys do to each other, right? I didn't know girls do it too.
I think it's more just stuff. I think it's going around.
It's going around right now.
But yeah.
So
my roommate and I were just staring at for like 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm scared.
It's the,
for any girl who goes near that guy.
It's the biggest unit I've ever seen in my life. It's a large man, and it's nothing you need to see this morning. It might spoil your breakfast.
Sorry.
Although I did laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on. There is no bomb threat. No street closures.
No ISIS threat.
No.
Just a prank.
We're going to do the bone phone at 8:05 as we do every day. Play in your call, 780-BONE, 780-2663. But this one came in when I was going through our voicemail this morning. This one caught my attention because I wondered, First of all, it made me think, do I do this? And I'd never heard this before, that you shouldn't do this. So I'm just going to play the call, and then I want some reaction to this call. 780-CITY, 780-2484. I want to know if you agree with this caller. So listen closely here.
Hey, I got a bone. This is for all those people that blow their nose at their f***ing desk at work. That is a god bathroom noise. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to hear that. Go away. Go blow your somewhere else.
So she's not happy that people blow their nose in the workplace at their desk. I was not aware that this, some people don't like that, that you should go to the washroom to blow your nose.
Yeah, no, that, like, growing up in school, if you wanted to blow your nose, you had to be excused from the classroom. You couldn't blow your nose in class. For us, anyway.
But that's kids. Kids are germ bags, and you teach them.
This is like in high school.
Yeah,
yeah. You had to excuse yourself to go blow your nose. It was rude and gross to blow your nose in class. And
like I grew up again, 780 City. We want you to weigh in on this. Do you think you should be, you know,
allowed to blow your nose? Do you blow your nose at a restaurant?
Do you agree with this lady? Like I grew up with my dad. My dad's the kind of guy. He's got that Kleenex in his pocket, and he pulls it out. He reuses it. Wherever he happens to be.
A hanky in his sleeve or whatever.
He's blowing his nose. So well, we got some calls coming in here. 780-CITY, 780-2484. Do you agree with that lady? Don't blow your nose at your desk at work or you know, go to the bathroom to do it? Yeah.
No, I don't agree with her one iota. She needs to get the pine cone out of her derriere and light up a bit.
Get that pine cone. So you blow your nose wherever it fancies you.
Absolutely.
You sound like one of those guys who blows
like
your
dad.
Nose like an a-hole.
Loud, too.
Yeah.
Hi, City.
Yeah.
You blow your nose wherever you happen to be?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Yeah? That's men.
I kind of agree with this woman. In a way, it depends what kind of office setting. If you're working at a bank and you're the bank teller.
But your nose is covered. That's what the Kleenex is for. What gives? Is that a bathroom noise?
It's like burping and farting, kind of. It's the same thing.
No.
Yeah, there's boogers coming out of your nose. It's gross.
No, I disagree.
It's a bathroom noise.
Hello, City. What do you think about blowing your nose in public?
Well, I don't blow my nose at my desk. I just pick it.
Yeah, which is even better, right?
Exactly.
We call that Wheeler style here.
Just shoveling away.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi.
I was thinking, you know, everybody's getting too sensitive. If you're going to blow your nose doing the farmer blow, then I can understand people having a problem.
Okay, now you're going to have to tell me what the farmer blow is, dare I ask?
You know.
What?
Oh, yeah, see the construction workers.
Oh,
where you don't use a Kleenex.
Give her a good blow.
Yeah. The hockey players, yeah, the professional athletes do it all. They get caught on camera doing it.
Oh, it's gross.
Well, she's not, I don't think she's complaining about that. She's just complaining about the guy blowing his nose at his desk. Hi, City.
It's gross. 100%, especially at dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
What if you do it discreetly, like...
No, the sound just makes my stomach turn.
Yeah, there's some people, like, if some burps, like a really deep, gross burp, makes me, like, grossed out, like, I want to puke gag.
Yeah.
So I understand how that noise can do that for other people.
So
you're
with Rena here. You put blowing your nose right there with farting and stuff.
Yep, go somewhere else.
God, you know, this just feels like a male thing. We do this. You women, you're taking away all of our little things that we do.
How are you doing?
Hi, City, what do you think?
Oh, no, I was just going to... talk about the
Bono
thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is where you talk about it, yep.
Yeah.
I agree that you do it in public, but with the farting thing, as someone's saying right now,
yeah.
Come on, you got to be discreet about that. Like,
yeah, you like crop dust, fart, like if you're in a grocery store, you fart and then leave for another aisle really fast. Like, whoa, I don't want to get that blamed on me. Hi there.
I'd rather hear someone blow their nose than blow their ass.
Okay, there you go. Okay, now it's turned into farting versus blowing your nose.
I love our listeners. The transition. it's just unbelievable.
Just veers way off course.
What would you rather, hear a fart or a burp? Go.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, when we're out there hunting dinosaurs and taking care of those cave women of ours, we got to blow our nose wherever we got to go.
That's
if you're outside, great, that's fine. But if you're sitting in a nice restaurant and the guy next to me is blowing his nose while I'm trying to eat my mashed potatoes, I want to... No.
It's turning into a nice restaurant. It's at my own dinner table
with
my family.
I'm using it as an example. Okay. But if she's... Just like her office, that's a public place.
Couple more calls here. Hi, City, what do you think blowing your nose in public?
Good morning.
He was on delay. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
That thing when you stick your finger on one nostril and just let it rip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called the farmer snag. It's also known as the St. Norbert salute.
Okay, oh, the St. Norbert. I'm learning something this morning.
Interesting. Learn something about people from St. Norbert.
Have a good day.
Yes, thank you very much.
I hate Kleenex.
Yeah. 92 City FM, we are world-class rock. Judas Priest, another thing coming. On a Friday morning, it is 7:45. Philly and Rena with you. Wheeler's away today. He's back on Monday.
Got Low Iron Man filling in today.
Yeah, for your ticket. You know what? For our radio listeners, they don't care who's producing the show. But if you're tuning in on TV and you see a guy in an Iron Man suit, you're wondering what the hell's
going on. I like
how
he doesn't move at all.
Yeah, no, that's why we told him that. Don't move. Don't talk.
Didn't move his head or nothing.
Just make sure we're on the air. That's your job today. So thank you, Low Iron Man.
Minus 11 is a high for today with sunshine. We're at minus 21 this morning.
A bone phone on the way at 8:05, and it's a good bone phone today. Oh. Like, the bone phone's always one of the...
Like, good, like, angry, or good, like, positive, parts. Or good, just
funny,
like,
calls. Funny. Like, okay. I'll give you an idea. We've got, a woman who's mad about driving and texting. That one, you know, is pretty serious.
Basic, yeah.
Yeah, but then we've got some calls about one for Wheeler. Someone who, it's kind of a creepy call, but it's funny because it's for Wheeler. And then someone mad about that U2 album we've been talking about that was automatically on the new iPhones. Okay. So we'll get into all that coming up at 8:05. Right now, though...
The Scoop with Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
The fun starts here.
At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports.
Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
So, Harrison Ford is having this late-in-life career boost out of nowhere. He has been... He came back, he redid Indiana Jones, remember? And then he went back and did this, doing the Star Wars thing right now. Mm-hmm. Well, they've just announced that Harrison Ford is going to be remaking his Blade Runner movie. It'll be a sequel to the original, which came out like in the 80s, that sci-fi movie. I have never seen it.
Yeah. I don't have, you know, I have this emotional attachment to a lot of old movies.
Yeah.
The Warriors.
Well, yeah, and I asked you about it. You're like, I haven't seen that. And I'm like, what?
I know. It's almost like I think it's a man card violation that I've never seen Blade Runner, but because they're going to redo it, I'm going to go find it, like, in the next couple weeks, and I'm going to watch Blade Runner, because I do like Harrison Ford, and it's nice to see
him. And this one will be a sequel,
so. Yeah.
It's good to watch the first one first. Seth MacFarlane is in a bit of trouble. Someone is taking him to court. It's actually a talking bottle opener company, and they're saying that he ripped off their version of it to promote a TED talking water bottle opener. Mm. If you bought the TED DVD, if you remember when you were, you know, whatever, at Walmart, you saw it in the pack, it had a bottle opener in it. You know how sometimes DVDs, like, give you free stuff?
They're trying to move their, because of Netflix and all and cable nowadays and all the movie channels, they're trying to give you incentives to buy their movies.
So it was this plastic green bottle opener that had a picture of Ted, and it was talking, so when you open the bottle, it had one of Ted's quotes or one of his lines. So this company is actually suing Seth MacFarlane specifically because apparently in 2006, Seth MacFarlane and Century Fox hired this company to make Family Guy talking bottle openers.
Yeah, and so...
So then when Ted came out, Seth MacFarlane did his own version. Like, he went and kind of made his own talking... Like, he stole this idea that he paid for a guy for probably, like, 5 or 6 years before. So now the company is going, you've hired us before. Like, this is our thing. Why would you... So they're suing for millions of dollars.
This isn't
nine
the first
times
time
the damages.
Seth's been accused of something. I can't
stealing.
Remember...
He's been accused of stealing some stuff before.
He seems like the kind of guy who is he'd rather beg for forgiveness than ask for permission. He's one. Like, you can tell he's just like, whatever. You know, they can come after me. I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's just kind of a weird story.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, the Kardashians are going to be around forever.
Yeah, well.
So this is probably the biggest reality TV payout in history. They just signed on for another 3 seasons with the option of a fourth for $80 million for the family.
Do you watch that show, Rena?
Never.
I know
no.
you're...
Well, actually, I've seen a couple episodes, like old ones, like when it first came out and the girls were all, like, young and underage, whatever. It was different. It was a lot different then, because now it's, like, just... I don't know. It's just a lot different.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so all the girls are going to be Kris Jenner. And then the way that it works for all the, like, husbands, because you know how they all recycle, they all go through husbands and change.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the brothers or cousins are on. Well, those people all get paid, like, a separate paycheck. And I guess Bruce Jenner, who's going to be going through his transitioning into a woman, former husband of the Kardashians.
Big hook this year, yeah.
So he's only going to be in a couple episodes because he's getting his own deal for a whole other Kardashian-type show from the E! Network on the side about his transition and what's going on with him and his journey, they're calling
it. If you watch the Kardashians, do you admit it? Or is that something you keep to yourself? I think if you're a guy, you certainly don't admit it.
Guys don't watch the Kardashians. I don't know.
Well, they might with their girl or something, but you don't go and admit it.
I think any girl who forces her guy to watch the Kardashians, like, dude, you need to reevaluate your life.
It's quality time.
Why would you date somebody who forced you to watch that? And finally, Courtney Love. This is really funny.
The ashtray, as Wheeler has affectionately nicknamed her. Yep.
Basically, her computer was hacked. And what the hackers did was they claimed online that they found an unreleased, never heard before Kurt Cobain Nirvana song. And they have it. And they released it. And it was huge. And Courtney Love listened to it. And she commented. And she's like, that's not even Kurt singing. Like, it's a total fake. There is
the
song
kind of
isn't real.
Fake,
well, yeah. I guess they tried really hard. And they put up the video on YouTube. And it blew up like crazy. And everyone's like, unreleased Nirvana song. And Courtney Love went out there. And she's like, this isn't even him at all.
Right.
So anyway, if you hear this new Nirvana song that got stolen from Courtney Love's computer, it's not real. Oh, it's just a made-up song
that
some
sucks.
Fan did and decided to prank everybody for some odd reason.
Yeah. Damn it.
That's the scoop.
Okay.
The Scoop, daily at 7:50 with Hollywood insider Rena Jay on 92 City FM. City Traffic.
Traffic is for the Easter Seals Million Deals Lottery. Winning up to $1 million cash just got easier. Buy three tickets, get three free. Visit EasterSealsMillionDeals.com.
Rena, you didn't mention in your scoop, sorry, but there was Netflix, big House of Cards is on Netflix as of today, right?
Yeah, as of this morning. Yeah, that's right. I did forget about that. I felt like we talked about it so much that I wasn't sure.
400 times this week I mentioned it, so you probably didn't feel the need, which is
okay. Do you have anything about suits you'd like to mention?
We were going to go a whole 3 hours, 3-4 hours without a Suits reference. And you just ruined it. Because without Wheeler here, we don't talk about it.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. The sooner you get new Duraco windows and doors, the sooner you'll save on your hydro bills year-round. Visit Duraco.ca.
You know, we're going to get to the Bone Phone in a second. My dad just had Duraco windows, put new windows in his house.
Yep.
He can't. I think he wants to hang out with the guys from Duraco. He cannot stop gushing over them. Oh, they were the greatest. You should have seen these guys smell. I'm like, all right.
Got Duraco windows in my house, too.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, now onto the Bone Phone. 780-BONE, 780-2663. We welcome your comments about anything and everything, like this woman who's not very happy with driving and texting.
Last Friday evening around 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'm coming home from St. Malo after picking up an 8-week-old puppy. Had my four daughters in the car. SUV in front of us was drifting. By the time I passed this person, guess what she was doing? She was texting. How dare she endanger the lives of innocent people on the highway?
It's a call we get all the time, but I appreciated the passion behind her voice. Yeah. She's got a family in the vehicle, and it's like some people just don't realize how dangerous something like that is and how quick things can happen on the highway.
Yep.
And really, yeah. Okay, this guy very impressed with the Jets' performance last night against the St. Louis Blues.
Well, it's all good. We might have lost to St. Louis in a hard-fought game, but St. Louis is also playing, and we don't. So, I mean, that's a win. In my book, that's a win. That's go Jets, go.
The Jets been playing these Western powerhouses tough. So,
they're doing well, not winning, but...
Well, they have been winning close. Their fair share, and they get a point last night. Sean Reynolds, Sportsnet's Sean Reynolds, comes on the show every Thursday, about 8:45, NHL report. He's our Jets insider. Someone who, I guess, knows Sean a little bit from... I'll just play the call.
Hey, guys. Just a quick one here. You got Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet on every Thursday. I used to work with the guy, and... he's from a town here in Manitoba called Lac de Bonnet, but he used to call it Lac de Bonnet. Could you ask him on Earth and see if he still calls it Lac du Bonnet?
Well, if he's from the town, he obviously knows it's Lac de Bonnet.
Yeah, he's from there.
He must just jokingly call it Lac de Bonnet, but it would piss off residents,
He's probably heard people call it that who aren't from there and thought it was funny and started.
Well, we will make sure we bug Sean about it next Thursday when he's on the show. Okay, this guy, loving a song you heard here on 92.
Oh, my God. The best song you guys have in heavy rotation is Hunger Strike, man. Chris Cornell just goes nuts and is like... Oh, love it.
Some things are worth playing twice.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
Okay, you two, if you got a new iPhone, was it the iPhone 6 or the 5 or what?
It was in the fall, like September, wasn't it?
You got the new U2 album. Whether you wanted it or not, yeah. It was on your iPhone, and good luck deleting it, as we hear from this guy.
I heard you guys saying something about people like listening to the U2 thing on their phone. I can't get it off! I can't get it off!
Oh man. I actually downloaded an app that helped me delete the U2 album. It was that difficult to get rid of the stupid thing.
Wow.
It's like the plague. Ah, I can't get rid of it. Okay, we wrap up. I'm not sure if Wheeler's at home listening, but if he is, Wheels, pay.
I think he's sleeping.
That's what we normally do.
I was talking, texting with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Because their son is watching, and he thinks that this is Wheeler.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He's laughing. He's like, Daddy's Iron
that's
Man.
That's not Daddy. That's Low Iron Man. And Angus, Candace, you might want to turn the TV down for this call. It's not, like, brutal content, but it might be a little mature for your boy here.
Okay, Wheeler. This is Dainty. Just sitting here watching the jet game, and I remember it was either you or Philly. I said you sit in your gift and have a beer. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm rubbing butter all over my body thinking about you.
Who would leave that kind of message?
Rubbing butter all over myself.
Although I do like butter.
Yeah, there you go.
Butter's good.
All right, that's the Bone Phone. Kelly Butler coming up in about 10 minutes. Stick around.
Loud.
I like loud.
And he enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
Okay, before we get to Kelly here and see how he's doing, Kelly, we never do this, and I hope this doesn't bother you, but I want you to stand up because look how sharp this guy looks.
Do a runway walk. Do it. Oh, yeah. Right, there you go. Oh, yeah. Do a turn. Spin. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Kelly Butler.
Kelly.
Dressed
wow.
For success.
God, looking good.
knock something over there for our TV audience. For those who are listening on radio, as you always do, Kelly's got a great suit on. You look great this morning, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I missed you guys, man.
Wow.
I really, really missed you guys. I felt like I was grounded.
Yeah. Well, we were thinking about taking some time off, and, you know.
It's not a relationship.
We just needed a break.
I'm back now.
It's good to have you back, man.
I'm glad to be back.
It really is.
Do parents do that anymore? Because I remember when I was a child, and living with my aunt, and we got to argue. She said, every word you say, you're getting grounded for a week. At the end of the time, I think I was grounded for 46 weeks, man.
So, yeah, and what would grounding entail? Like not being able to leave the house, staying in your room? What?
Like grounding was no TV, you know, no phone. Like I can't leave the house. It was brutal, man. I mean,
I don't really feel like it happens anymore. I think parents threaten it and might even do it, but then they quickly cave and go in the kid's room. I know I'm a big softie with my kid.
Kids, I can see grounding being a lot worse now, or a lot more effective, because kids who are like 10 years old have phones and iPads. So take that away. Because when I got grounded, it was like, oh, you can't use the dial-up internet that takes an hour to dial up. I'm like, oh, no, what am I going to do?
But you have to act crushed so that they think they're actually doing
something.
Well,
yeah, when you live in a small town, you know, out of town, you just go outside.
I'm okay at the group home because I work at a foster home on the weekends. And to go out there and discipline kids, they lose their mind when I take away the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like, they lose their
take
mind.
Away the Wi-Fi.
Or take away my iPad. I'm like, it's just this day and age with kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, what's going on with kids? How dare they act like that? Oh, wait, if you take away my phone or my Wi-Fi for like 7 minutes, I'm mad as hell.
Yeah.
Why doesn't this place have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, but you're an adult. No one can ground you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I couldn't see a kid being grounded longer than 15 minutes. Taking a kid's phone for a day.
They go crazy. I don't think it would happen. I really don't. Even like my
there's probably some parents out there who
that do it.
Yeah, that
sure,
can do
yeah.
it. That they stick to their guns and go, no.
And I have to ask you a question. Like, now that you have children right now, would you say that you're softer as a parent than your father was? Or
my dad was. Dad, I love you, but you were a hard old school dad. And you know what?
Mine was awful. Mine was awful, yeah.
Rita's going awful. Not old school, he was awful. Well, I was one of those, because kids today, when you don't have kids, you walk around, you see parents and kids out in public, you're like, oh my God, kids are soft. Parents let them and do whatever they want. And before I had kids, I was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. I was like, when I have kids, I'm going to be old school. I'm going to be so hard on them. And now that I have kids, I spoil them. I have a hard time giving them any kind of crap. And when I do, I'm right in their room like, you know, sorry, buddy. You know, here's your toys back. I didn't mean to get too mad at you. Whereas my old man, he never came in and said sorry. He was like...
It's crazy because you think about it where our our fathers, they were hard on us. And then I don't have kids, but you see how they're disciplining them now where they're softer. And it's just, so are you the nice parent or is the missus?
I got spanked at the co-op bakery once. Yeah, because I wanted a donut. Mom said no. And I cried. She goes, no. Like, back then, I feel like they had nothing wrong with spanking.
You get charged.
Someone saw you spank your kids in public, they would totally call child services. You could get in huge trouble for that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We're on the same page, Rena, because... Like, if company comes over and you show off, oh, man. Like, a couple times I've lost it because I couldn't get any Captain Crunches in aisle three. And, man, my dad snatched me up right now and took me home. And so if you embarrass your parents in front of their friends.
Oh, you were going to get it. That was the big thing. Back then, it was like a status symbol to beat your kid down. Not beat him, but give him a spank in front of company.
Belt was my dad's go-to.
This is how we handle things.
Yeah.
My dad was crazy, though, because, like, company would come over, and I remember I had to be like, I put on a performance. Like, you said, do the runway.
Yeah, you want to show off.
Yeah, kids always do that. Yeah.
11 o'clock at night, I got my little tracksuit on that's just all turquoise blue, and I'm dancing at 11 o'clock. Do that dance, Kelly. I'm crying. Look at him dance.
Do that dance, Kelly.
Kids are so
bad. Let me see that again. What was it again? More with Kelly Butler coming up. I want to get Kelly's reaction to, does he blow his nose in public? More of that after 8:30. Great song, Pearl Jam. 92 City FM, world-class rock. A good morning, a happy Friday. It's Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena, minus the Wheeler portion of the show. He's away. He'll be back on Monday. Thank you very much to our producer, Phil Lynn, for all the great work. Low Iron Man's helping us out with the production this morning. Yes.
Minus 11 is the high for today. It's going to be sunny all weekend, minus 23 this morning.
Kelly Butler, 6'8". Kelly Butler, former Winnipeg Blue Bomber, current employee over at Crown Nissan. Looking good today.
Manager.
Life's good.
Yeah.
Life is good. I can't complain.
You're not one of those guys to come in and complain about problems. You're just not. You're pretty positive most of the time.
Focus on the good. Don't worry about the bad and just keep moving forward.
I have a question for you because, we uncover a lot of issues on this show, and I'm always interested to see what you think. We had a woman call a bone phone, a 780 bone, and she was mad that somebody she works with blows their nose at their desk, and she was really mad. And her comment was, take that to the bathroom. I don't want to hear it.
That's a bathroom noise.
Right. Yep. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to look at it. You know, it's unsanitary. Don't be blowing your nose in public. And I'm wondering, Kelly, I don't know, first of all, if you find yourself blowing your nose a lot, but if you do, is that something you're going to do in the washroom? Have you ever put any thought into that?
Sometimes people overthink things, you know what I'm saying?
I think
so. If I'm at a restaurant and I have to blow my nose, I will get up and go to the bathroom every time. Without even thinking, sit there and blow my nose. I don't want people looking at me. They're eating. It's awkward.
I could care less. I mean, I'm a paying customer. I'm not being rude. Like, if I got to blow my nose... What's worse, I pick it right there and just be, no, I don't want to do that.
Take two steps to the bathroom and blow it. What, you're going to fart in the restaurant too?
That's why they make Kleenex.
See, the bathroom might be because I could see myself going, not wanting to do it at a restaurant because it is, there's food around. But just in general, like throughout the rest of my day, I'm not thinking about, if I got to blow my nose when at the mall, I'm going to probably
But I mean, there's certain settings where you know when to and when not to do certain things. You know, not to fart at a restaurant. It's common sense.
Hygiene, like food-wise, I don't really want you touching stuff, even wash your hands or not picking your nose or wash. Yeah, but in general, if I'm at my desk, my computer's probably dirtier than my hands are right now, so I'm not taking the time to go downstairs, go through aisle three to go to the bathroom.
You're a professional, you're a former professional athlete, Kelly, so it's a good, we had someone, what did they call it, the farmer's blow?
I can't believe I've never heard of that, a farmer's blow.
I never heard of that, where you just give it one of these, just clean your nose.
It's a blue-collar guy thing, when you work on job sites, construction sites,
and that's how
you blow your nose.
When I'm playing beer league hockey, being a former football player, sometimes the cameras will catch these guys. I find professional athletes do it a lot, just cleaning their nose out. Did you ever,
there's some of the most... professional football players, most disgusting things I've seen in my life, all right? Like, I've seen grown men pee their pants because they couldn't go to the bathroom.
That's right.
And then just
vomit in a garbage can on the sidelines. I've seen that a few times.
Vomit in the garbage can. Like, some people psychologically, they're like, hey, this kind of gets me motivated, yeah. Throwing up, just taking smelling salt to get themselves rocking and rolling. Just like, ew, I'm not eating after you or touching anything, but that's sports, though. I mean, and you can't go out there and say, hey, TV timeout, let me run to the bathroom.
Clean my nose out.
Or you just try and flick one off right quick. But
yeah, flick one off.
It's gross.
But I think if you're in an office setting, then it's not unreasonable.
Especially if it's a quiet cubicle kind of setting.
The bank, the loud, like, people are, well, yeah. Especially if he's a loud, like, there's some guys who blow their nose ridiculously loud on purpose.
The older
like
you get, I don't know what it is, but it gets louder and louder.
You're not sneezing, though. Like, the sneezing...
Well, that comes up so fast that you can't run to the bathroom.
No,
to
you should run to the bathroom, Rena, and I'm offended if you sneeze in front of me.
Oh, God.
The one thing that people get offended by or whatever is spitting. Not blowing their nose, like, where girls, like, I can't spit. Like, on my side,
I used to be a spitter when I was younger. I thought it was a bravado thing, but I try. Look at me. No, I don't know, but I try not to do it anymore because I do find it a bit. If you got to, you got to. But
yeah,
how about you, Gabe? It just
drops right on me right there. I'm just like
you walking around spitting, Kelly.
Spit on yourself. Grown ass man.
Kelly Butler joins us every Friday between. Well, today it was a little early. We appreciate you doing that, but normally it's at 8:30.
I love being around here. Iron Man is really rocking it right
low
now.
Low Iron Man.
It's
not actual Iron
this
Man.
Is low. This is like B level Iron Man.
Yeah, D level.
The 92 City FM NHL Report, brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
We've been talking hockey all morning. That's what happens when there's a Jets game the night before. So we'll keep it brief, but I will tell Rena that
it's a man's game, the way it should be played.
That was one of those games last night. I think Paul Maurice would agree. It was a man's game. Lots of physicality. Both teams like to hit. I enjoyed it. I got a chance to go to the game. And for the Jets to play the Blues...
Philly got drunk on hot dogs.
I always eat
that hot dog hangover today, hey?
Oh, I love arena food and beer. It was wonderful. So now, next up for the Jets, a Sunday afternoon game against the LA Kings. Another stiff test. That's a 3 o'clock face-off, so we'll look forward to that. Stories we missed on the way. I will start. I'll go first, Rena.
Do it.
I know you're going to think, oh, another sports story. I do have a lot of sports stories when it comes to stories we missed, what's trending, my day-to-day life. But this is local Manitoba Junior Hockey League. It bears mentioning the Portage Terriers. Oh, by the way, they won again last night in a shootout over Weiwei Sakapo. You're wondering, what is the Portage Terriers record so far this season?
Hey, Phil, what's the Portage Terriers record so far this season?
Funny you should ask, Rena. It's funny. Yeah. 52 wins.
Oh, okay.
3 losses.
Oh, wow.
And 4 overtime losses / shootout losses. I guess 52-3.
Safe to say they're doing well.
4. The number one rated team in Canada. They are something else. What an incredible season. And the funny thing about it is right behind them in second place, the Steinbach Pistons are 37-13-7. They've won 7 straight. And then the Winnipeg Blues, they're also having a good year. So these teams are kind of being overshadowed by what the Portage Terriers are doing.
Yeah.
Just absolutely incredible. They have one game left in the season, the Terriers do, and we have to assume they're going to win it. But kudos to those guys. I know they're thinking they want to win it all, but still, what a season.
Kid Rock is flabbergasted by the immense popularity of Beyonce, arguing that she hasn't had a big enough hit to warrant her success. He was interviewed by Rolling Stone magazine, and he was talking about how baffled he is of why she's got such a huge fan following. He said, "Beyonce to me doesn't have effing Purple Rain, but she's the biggest thing on earth. Like, how can you be that big without at least one Sweet Home Alabama or one old-time rock and roll?" He went on this big rant, and he said, "People are like, Beyonce's so hot, got a nice effing ass." And I'm like, cool, I like skinny white chicks with big tits. Doesn't really do effing much for me. So I have a feeling that Kanye West might have some beef with this.
Pure class, that Kid Rock.
I actually really like Kid Rock just because he is kind of a dick.
Yeah, well, he says whatever the heck's on his mind. Yeah.
And he's kind of greasy and just doesn't care. He looks like he never showers.
He likes greasy men.
I guess.
But doesn't Beyonce have one of those huge songs? What's her big song? I'm drawing a blank.
Put a finger on it.
Put a ring on it.
Put a finger on it. Put a ring on it. Single ladies. Single ladies. Thank you.
There you go. And I mean, it seems to me that's...
Beyonce with the passion.
Clearly,
so.
It's not a big song for us, yeah. But I think in the realm of music, that's a massive song. Just saying. I'm not trying to defend Beyonce over here, but it's a big song.
Go Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can always share your stories we miss at the Bone Phone if you like. 780-BONE, 780-2663. It is 9:20 now. Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.